I, this is a dictation for Leon Sykes. L, sorry, Deon Sykes. D, like Detroit, E-O-N, S-Y-K-E-S. Date of birth is 12/24/1969. Date of accident is 12/30/2022. Date of service is 3/16/2022. The patient reports that the he is suffering from the following chief complaint: severe pain in the neck, pain in the shoulders, left chest, left buttock, left buttock and thigh, as well as headaches, floating spots in the vision, and pain in the lower back. The patient alleges an automobile accident that occurred on 12/30/2022 between 8 and 9 p.m. that caused his symptoms. Patient report that he has the following history of the accident. Actually, sorry, he was not involved in an automobile accident. He actually fell in a restaurant. Here is the history of the fall. The patient report that he went to a restaurant called Granite City in Troy, and he has ordered the drinks, but he did not have a drinks. They did not arrive at the on the table at the time. He was at the bar, and he went to go to the restroom. When he went to the restroom, he went from one dining area to the second and to turn to the left to reach to the restroom. There was some water in the hallway and the patient fell down on this water. He fell on his back and on his left hip, left shoulder. He injured his head to the floor. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no laceration, bleeding or any vomiting or trauma. History of chief complaints are as follows. Patient is alleges to have headaches since the time of accident. They are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are mostly located in the left temple, vertex, and the back. And patient is wearing a dark glasses for the relief of headaches. The severity of the headaches is severe, off and on. They are sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. Associated factor, there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And the history of TBI, patient has reported that if he stands up fast, he is very dizzy, but not otherwise. He had vertigo off and on, ringing in the ear bilaterally. He can drive okay, but he is forgetful. He has a slight loss of memory, disoriented, confused, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, and the vision is affected in by both sides, in the periphery vision, field where he sees the spots. Initially, he was taken to the Beaumont Hospital emergency room where X-ray of the neck and CT scan of the cervical spine and skull was done, and the patient was discharged. In addition, now the patient complains of pain in the mid-back of the left side, shooting down to the chest in front, mostly in the rib area. Maybe it's due to the blunt trauma on fall. He reports of pain in the lower back, mostly focused on the left side, and shooting pain to the left buttock and left thigh in a S1, S2, thermodome fashion up to the knee only. Below the knee, there is no radiation. On the right side, there is no radiation of the lower extremity, and upper extremity, there is no radiation of pain. He does have a pain in both the shoulders, and especially the left shoulder is affected, and he can only move 90 degrees of abduction in the shoulder. The right shoulder is reported to be 6 with a cross. All of these symptoms are present several times a day, and described as pain is described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, and they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 usually. Can vary from 3 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. And patients report that modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and improved by medications and standing, actually. Sleep is affected, and he has an effect on anxiety, concentration. However, there is no suicidal thought, homicidal thought. Mood is perfect, and no depression or self-worth problem is reported. Additionally, patient has issues of weakness, especially with the left arm, where he reports he has dropped phone a couple times, dinner plates, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, anxiety, sleep disturbance. In the ADLs, patients reported home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Ability to lift dinner plates is affected 7. Reaching into cabinets is affected 6. In the past, patient has had x-rays and MRI and CT scans, and he denies any blood or bowel incontinence or any other issue. Regarding the treatment, patient report that on the day of fall, he went to Boomer Hospital, where x-rays, CT scan were done and were found normal. He has visited Dr. Mustafa, chiropractic physician, who has provided treatment for last 3-4 visits. He has also seen VA hospital on January 2nd and January 4th. A CT scan was reordered and they were found to be negative. He is seeing a neurologist in Henry Ford Hospital. Next week is the appointment, 29th, although he has not, doesn't remember the name. An orthopedic surgeon he has seen at VA hospital, and a couple other doctors, some name we have to organize, and we are trying to obtain the records. So far, as I understand, he is undergoing acupunctures, chiropractors, physical therapy, massage, medications. No surgery or epidural injections have been done. System review: in the heart disease, positive for high cholesterol. In the neurological disease, positive for back, neck pain, and injury, and headache. So, past surgical history, none is positive. Allergies, none. Family history: mother is deceased due to the diabetes. Father is living, no medical problem. Patient has several brothers, sisters, but no medical problem in the family. And relationship status: patient is married and he lives with his wife. And he has a daughter, 31-year-old, and also son who is 21-year-old, but they live away. Employment status: patient is a truck driver. He drives 18-wheeler truck and he may lift 0 to 75 pounds off and on. He can sit and stand, and he is employed full-time. And disability, none is, he has filed disability to the federal government, according to him. The legal history: patient has Mr. Friedman as his attorney. Personal history: patient does drink alcohol sometime, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 201 over 135, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 97. Height is 5'10", weight 210. The patient is a 54-year-old gentleman, African-American male, good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute anxiety or lethargy is noticed. The patient doesn't seem to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or acute pain phases. He is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Dress and hygiene is normal, and he has a good attitude and demeanor. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including neurological exam and musculature examination. It's completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is observed. And paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine was found to be normal, with forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion was found to be 40, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. Upper extension was slightly painful. maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. We found Hoffman sign to be negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerma test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, and myelopathy signs was absent. In thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive bilaterally. Breger test negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign negative, sacroiliac joints. Mild tenderness of bilateral sacroiliac joint is noticed with positive favor test, Gonsalon test bilaterally. However, the distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test is found to be negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremity is examination except for the left shoulder, the rest of the exam, and left hip, rest of the extremities are found to be okay. And so rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch, well perfused with no pedal edema, no tenderness, no contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, and range of motion for all the joints is normal. And quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. And the gait is normal. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The patient reports pain around 7 to 8 in the left shoulder with difficulty in active motion up to 110 degrees of abduction is possible without pain, beyond which he has severe pain. The patient has reported, on examination we find that there is no deformity as a dislocation or fracture, no laceration, trauma, contusion. However, the Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive and speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension negative, drop on test was negative. Muscle strength is slightly poor. Hand and wrist, there is no positive finding. Tenor sign, palm sign is negative. No fracture or dislocation or muscle atrophy is noticed. Grips are good. Motor power is good. And left hip joint has slight tenderness on the trochanter area, greater trochanter region. And there is no contusion or spasm, contracture alignment. The range of motion of the hip is completely normal at 140 degrees of flexion and external rotation and rotation is 40. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign, Trendelenburg test are negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. The knee bilaterally are completely okay. No pain. Diagnosis. One in general, we Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, 54.02, left shoulder M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S3, S43.432D, the lower extremity. There is a pain in the left leg that is feels like a radiation of pain from the lower back. M79.605, but there is a possibility, a issue of myositis or fibromyositis or fibromyalgia in the area. Pain in the left hip, M25.552. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. It's a generalized mild pain, nothing, no positive findings. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. The sacroiliac spine, left sacroiliac spine is positive, more than the right, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. The plan of care for Dion Sykes comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy, please use the template for physical therapy. We have ordered physical therapy 3 times per week to continue for the neck, lower back, shoulder region, left shoulder, left hip, and possibly the left leg with traction massage, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. Disability is will be ordered, work disability, household replacement, and transportation. Non-narcotic medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for pain relief, fear research 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headache relief. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets are provided for muscle relaxation. Imitrex 50 mg 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and for headaches 50 tablets. He's also provided a narcotic medication, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 every 12 hours, 60 tablets to cover for the first 30 days for pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, psychiatry, referral, okay. If he wants to, he can go to any choice of psychiatrist. Fitness club, yes. And review of the available MRIs. Well, the patient did bring some MRIs with him, and the radiology results are as follows. MRI of the lumbar spine shows, and they are done at VA hospital. There is no degenerative changes. T12 and L1, there is a herniated disc with effacement of the thecal sac with our spinal canal stenosis or foramen stenosis. CT of the thoracic spine. No acute therapy. Chronic wedging of T6 is noticed with mild degenerative changes. Left lower lobe has a 6 mm nodule, for which patient is advised to go and see his primary care physician and get a follow-up CT scan and be seen by a pulmonary physician. CT of the head and brain was found to be negative for any bleeding. CT of the cervical spine shows mild degenerative changes, but no disc problem or herniated disc. X-ray of the right shoulder is completely normal. C-spine, no fractures are seen in the X-rays. Thoracic spine X-rays, lumbar spine X-rays are also negative. Interventional pain procedures. Well, the patient may benefit from a LESI and TESI and sacroiliac joint injection. That has been discussed with him in some detail, and all the options are discussed with him, and we'll meet again. He's starting with chiropractic and physical therapy to begin with. Surgical options are not on the table yet. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered today to identify a TBI for this patient. Provision of attended care casework is not warranted. Patient past medical records have been ordered release investigations. The patient has been, no investigation is being ordered today. We'll wait for the records to come from the MRI reports that we have just discussed from VA hospital and other areas. DMEs. The patient reports that he already has back brace, neck brace, and tense unit. Follow visit in 15 days or 30 days, and education is yes. Thank you. Support, education and support is also okay.